Southwest Michigan's 97.5 Y Country. I'm Matt Malone, and on Fridays we give you an opportunity to think about, consider, and then possibly do expand your family. And we do this with our furry friend of the week. Thank you to the Mason Jar Cafe, local organic farm fresh every day in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, giving us the opportunity to highlight not just one today, but two furry friends of the week. And Becky Cooper is joining us here today. And Becky, you're with Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. So tell me a little bit more about Tim and Dixie.
Tim and Dixie came in with us last year. They're really shy. They came in as a brother and sister duo, and they are still with their foster. They've come out of their shell, and they're very lively little kitties. We'd like to see them stay together, but they don't have to. They sleep together. They play together. They're in a home with some other cats. They haven't really been exposed to dogs, so we're not sure about that. But they're just full of energy, and they really need their own people to cuddle with and be best friends with. And a lot of times it's good to adopt, too, because they kind of keep each other company while you're at work or at events. And they don't totally... aren't super demanding. They just want some cuddles when you get home, and this is just the perfect pair.
So that sounds absolutely adorable, just the fact that they sleep and, you know, sleep next to each other and all that. So what do we need to know about neutering, spaying, all of that?
They're all spayed and up to date on shots, so everything's good to go in that. So we just have to go through the application process. There is a week-long trial period to make sure that any new pet fits into your home well. So we just would love to see these guys find just the perfect home.
Excellent. And if we wanted to do maybe a meet and greet beforehand, see, you know, what Tim and Dixie are all about, or maybe even start that process, how do we get a hold of you to do that?
We have an emergency line that goes into my phone. I get an email, a WAVE file. It's 269-934-7729. If you call that, I'll get back to you in a couple days, sometimes right away. But if we have some, it also receives our emergency calls. We also, if you've accessed me off our Facebook page, we have a very active group site. Their picture is on the page right now, so even if you just comment under the picture, I will be able to get in touch with you. Or we have a website at animalaidswmi.org. So there's lots of ways of getting a hold of us.
Excellent. All right. So plenty of opportunities there to be able to bring two furry friends home here with you this week. And actually, I think it's a great idea as well to bring both of them if you can. Not necessary, but if you could. So, Becky, anything else you'd like to chat about here today?
No, we're working on our plans for the fair, and we're still working on a fundraiser that we're planning for in the Arts District downtown Benton Harbor, but we just don't have all the details ironed out yet. We are taking a great number of kittens, so we, I think, have 12 kittens being bottle-fed right now. So we did just do an appeal for cat food and dog and kitten food because we just have an increase in costs in that area. So we have a donation barrel at Martin's Paw Mart in St. Joe, or if you contact me through any of the above methods, you know, emailing me or off the Facebook page, if you'd like to make a donation to the kittens, we would really love that. Having a lot of kittens that are just found without their mom, and we're not sure what's going on. Some were found near a cat that had been killed on the highway. So we're trying to help with that. We have one litter where the mother was attacked by a raccoon and she had to have surgery on her stomach, so she can't have those kittens. So we have a volunteer bottle feeding them, and they're all doing really well. It's just as we use the KMR liquid and the powder, so it's a little more expensive, and we're going through it quite a bit of it right now.
Sure. All right. So looking for some donations and obviously going to help some furry friends that are going to make some families whole. So, Becky, I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us and have an awesome weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you as well to Mason Jar Cafe, local organic farm fresh every day in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, to bringing you an opportunity to meet your furry friends this week, Tim and Dixie, with Southwest Michigan's 97.5 Y Country.